Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lanyap for you too. And today, we'll take a look at college football's Rodney Dangerfield teams. The late Rodney Dangerfield made a very lucrative career using his series of, I tell ya, I get no respect jokes. With this wacky pandemic-affected 2020 college football season winding down right now, there are a number of college football teams having a great season, and as usual, they're being largely ignored by the major sports media. You know what happens every year? When it's time to announce the Bowl Championship Series, or BCS Final Four of college football, you can almost always place a reserve seat sign out there for at least one Southeastern Conference school like Alabama or Florida this year. One Big Ten team is likely to make it, Ohio State, Northwestern, or maybe even Indiana, and probably one more from another large conference. In the 21-year history of the BCS Bowl games, going all the way back to January 1, 1999, the big bad Power Five conferences, the Southeastern Conference, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, and Pac-12, have dominated the appearances in the national championship games. Since the BCS began playing in a standalone national championship game back in January 2007, won by the Tim Tebow-led Florida Gators, by the way, the national championship games have been dominated by the Southeastern Conference. Yes, the SEC has won 10 BCS titles during this period, with the ACC taking home 3 national championships, and the Big Ten just one. The Big 12 and Pac-12, they've been shut out since January 2007. There's only been one team, independent Notre Dame, to have competed for the national championship during these past 14 seasons. In the year 2020, though, the road to the final college football game of the year may, just maybe, give a little bit of hope this year for an outside team to make an appearance in the BCS Final Four. Now, it's a guarantee that the winner of the SEC championship game is going to be one of those four teams. And at this writing, Alabama from the SEC West would most likely be playing East leader Florida. If Texas A&M from the SEC West should win the remaining three games it has, and Alabama destroys Florida in that SEC championship game, the one-loss Aggies, who lost to Alabama, are going to be whooping for a second spot in that BCS for another SEC team. But really, why do we want to see a rematch of those two teams again in 2020? The same could go for the Atlantic Coast Conference winner. It's likely to be a rematch of Notre Dame and Clemson coming up soon, and most likely will thrust the winner into the college football Final Four. Now, the 7-1 Miami Hurricanes, they lost to Clemson earlier this year, and they are likely out of contention for a BCS spot.
Sell, sell, sell!
Now let's turn to the Big Ten, where Indiana pushed Ohio State to the brink last Saturday during their 42-35 game. The Northwestern Reese Davises, the Wildcats, have surprised everyone with their 4-0 start, and they're in contention for a Big Ten title game after beating Wisconsin 17-7 last weekend. So we'll go ahead and likely award the Big Ten winner the third slot in this year's four-team BCS group. Now, which team deserves to be the fourth team in the BCS mix this season? First, now let's look at the big conferences like the Pac-12. Now, that league delayed their start by several weeks due to pandemic concerns. And at this time, Oregon is just 3-0, and somehow they've got them ranked number 9 already. The Ducks were fortunate to win a 35-38 game against UCLA last Saturday, and they've beaten lowly 0-2 Stanford and 1-1 Washington State. Exciting, aren't they? USC is also 3-0 out west and ranked number 19 this week with their 1-point win versus Arizona State and a 4-point scare at Arizona to start the year. Colorado is also 2-0 now with just 3 games remaining. The Pac-12's 6-game mini-season simply doesn't provide enough competitive games to justify a spot in that BCS final group this year. That's my opinion. And lest we forget, how's that Big 12 doing this year? The conference has a round-robin football schedule where all of the teams play each other every week, and the result is more like a professional wrestling battle royale event. Thus far in 2020, the teams in this conference have done a nifty job of beating each other up. They've all got at least 2 losses. Perpetual Big 12 BCS nominee Oklahoma lost 2 early season games, at home to Kansas State and on the road at Iowa State. Boomer Sooners now trying to run up the score on everyone else in a mad dash for media attention and ranking points to secure that fourth BCS spot. Hey, sorry Sooners, two losses in 2020, you're out. Same goes for you too, two-loss Iowa State, two-loss Texas, and two-loss Oklahoma State. Isn't it time that we seriously considered one of the several deserving undefeated teams not playing in one of those so-called power conferences this year? Hey, let's examine the best of the rest. SwampSwami.com, BCS contender number one, the Cincinnati Bearcats, ranked number seven. And Cincy fans, here's your Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Hey, I get no respect, I tell you. The other day, I tell my cabbie, to the hospital. So he backed over me. Ooh.
With a perfect 8-0 record in the American Athletics Conference, Cincinnati is ranked number 7 by the Associated Press this week. The Bearcats and their mascot are really both for real. Cincinnati's Bearcat, named Lucille, is actually an exotic creature called a Palawan Binturong from the Philippines. I'm not kidding. Now, last Saturday, the Bearcats held on for a 36-33 road win at very difficult place to win, Central Florida. Cincinnati has already beaten 7-2 conference foes SMU and Memphis and must win their finale at number 25 Tulsa to end the regular season coming up in a couple of weeks. Now let's take a look at Swamp Swami's top BCS contender number 2, the BYU Cougars, ranked number 8. And here's your joke.
Hey, I tell you, I get no respect. Last night, my wife said she wanted to try a new restaurant. I asked her, hey, what's wrong with the one we had at home? She said everything at home was old and stale, and the food wasn't that good either.
Also, with a perfect record at 9-0, that independent team from Provo, Utah is one win away from going 10-0 in the regular season, with only a December 12th matchup at home against 3-2 San Diego State left. Zach Wilson, the Cougars' 6'3" junior quarterback, is a likely Heisman Trophy finalist and has the NFL scouts salivating. Now, the school could use the revenues this year from a BCS appearance. A recent report showed that Brigham Young's athletics department, which operates totally separately from the school, is looking at a $20 million loss due to the pandemic this year. Let's take a look at Swamp Swami's BCS contender number 3, the Marshall Thundering Herd, ranked number 17. And here's your Rodney joke.
Hey, last week my house was on fire. The kids were screaming. My wife told them, hey, be quiet or you'll wake up your father. I tell you, I get no respect.
This Conference USA team from West Virginia is now at 7-0 and has two games remaining, Rice and a trip to Florida International. Now, their defense is ranked number 2 in the country for fewest points allowed, giving up just 71 points through their first 7 games. That's a little over 10 points per game. The Herd's schedule has been ravaged by the pandemic, as a key test against perennial power Boise State was one of 4 games they've had canceled this season. Marshall's most impressive win came on the road, as they defeated Louisiana Tech 35-17 on national television earlier this season. Marshall is also marking the 50th anniversary of a very tragic plane crash in which 75 players, coaches, and others were lost back in November of 1970. I remember it. Hey BCS, why not Marshall this year? And for SwampSwami.com, BCS contender number 4, it's the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, ranked number 16. And here's your Rodney Dangerfield joke.
Hey, I told my son about the birds and the bees. He told me about my wife and the mailman. Ooh, I get no respect.
This Sunbelt Conference football team, currently 8-0 on the season, didn't even play football at the top level until 4 years ago. Now, back in the 1960s, this football team went by a rather uninspiring moniker of Trojans. At the time, Coastal Carolina was part of the University of South Carolina system, and they're known as the Gamecocks. So the nickname Chanticleer, which is a fighting rooster, was adopted and is derived from the same animal family, of course, as the Gamecock.
So in South Carolina, you better be careful who you call a chicken. Ooh.
That was my joke. If you watched last Saturday afternoon's matchup between Coastal Carolina and Sunbelt rival Appalachian State, you probably noticed the odd color coming from your television set. Not unlike Boise State's odd-looking blue turf, Coastal Carolina's home football field sports a very strange-looking teal color, which apparently is to strike fear into the hearts of teal-averse opponents. Well, it worked on Saturday as Coastal upended App State 34-23. Now, all puns aside, Coastal Carolina also added road victories over Big 12's Kansas Jayhawks and the number 23 ranked Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns. So if the Chanticleers sweep the next three games and finish with a perfect 11-0 season, sports fans everywhere will want to join in the South's largest chicken dance ever. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.